For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Craighead County Election Commission is recommending the Quorum Court follow a state plan for the purchase of brand new electronic voting machines. The machines would replace ones the county has been using for the past 12 years. Under the plan, the state would pay half of the cost for new machines, and counties would pick up the remaining half. If the plan is approved by the Quorum Court, the county would pay almost $355,000 as the county match. That would cover over 120 machines, as well as associated equipment and software. Jennifer Clack is the county election commissioner, and she says that if the Quorum Court approves the purchase soon, they could have new machines available by next fall.
You know, we have school elections in this fall, but I would imagine even if we got new machines at this point, we might still use the old ones for the school elections, just so, or that might be a good warm-up. You know, depending on if we have contested elections for school board, which we may not have. So, but we would have them ready for 18.
Ann Clagg says voters that would use the new machines would go through the voting process a lot quicker and will have a paper copy of how they voted. Additionally, the results of the elections will be tabulated quicker.
We will be able to get results out earlier. We'll be able to they'll be able to shut down the polls faster, get to us faster. You know, all they basically have to do is pull a little thumb drive out of that machine and drive that little stick to us, and we plug it in and go. So it'll be faster for everyone. They'll be able to get results faster.
And that's Jennifer Clack. The Craighead County Quorum Court's Finance Committee will be presented with recommendations from the Election Commission to follow the plan and replace the new machines, or the old machines with new ones, rather. Those recommendations will be presented on June 12th. The full Quorum Court must approve the recommendations for purchasing voting machines. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves.